Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melody Perez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robidoux. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Redus strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Leonard moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a pop-up towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Leonard moves to third. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leonard scores. Braggs moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Robideau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Robideau reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robideau scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Joel Davis now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive towards first. Robideau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Redus batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robidoux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robidoux hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baines out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Braggs is 0-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braggs for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sviem is 0-2 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pasqua is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Salas is 0-2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wegman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wegman. Guillen moves to third. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hill is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Redus is 0-3 in the game. Redus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Boston now playing left field. Billy Joe Robideau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Robideau is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Robideau hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Molitor. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Yount is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Jeff Bittiger now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Leonard is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Darrell Hamilton pinch runs for Jeffrey Leonard. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing left field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviem is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Dave Gallagher pinch hits for Mark Salas. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Boston moves to second. Gary Redus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Redus is 0 for 4 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Walker scores. Boston moves to third. Hill moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Fred Manrique pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.